好，让我们来读今天的经文，是记载在哥林多后书十章。好，翻到的时候，我们一起来啊，来同声来共读一杯。请，我保罗就是与你们见面的时候是谦卑的，不在你们那时候向你们是勇敢的，如今亲自借基督的温柔和平劝你们。有人以为我是凭着血气行事，我也必须与你们勇敢对这些等人。求你们不要叫我在你们那里的时候有这样的勇敢，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概都攻破了，又将人心所有心意夺回，使他都归顺基督。并且我已经预备好了，等你们十分顺服的时候，要责罚那一切不顺服的人。好，我们读到这里。好，我相信每个人都在关心国内疫情的发展。
Well, I believe everyone here really concerned about the coronavirus situation in China.
特别在这一阵子，我们以为基本上控制住了，但事实上，这个病毒的肆虐，不但是危害我们华人啊，已经到全世界。
First of all, we thought this coronavirus is already under control, but as a matter of fact, actually, it's not only affecting the Chinese, but also already crossed the boundary toward, to already come to the international level.
到今天为止，在韩国已经有3736例了。
So now in South Korea, we have 736 cases of coronavirus.
在意大利已经有1694个。
So in Italy, it's 1,674.
在伊朗也将近1000个了。
So almost 100 cases in Iran.
那在日本啊，有256，再加上那一条船，加起来也是900多个例子了。
So now in Japan, 256. In addition to the cruise, so maybe already up to 1,000 cases.
Diamond Princess, Diamond Princess, 公主，钻石公主号的啊，700多个，加起来都。这么多的影响造成的恐慌，我们可想而知。
So we see the fear out of this coronavirus already spreading all over the world.
所以我们常常也提醒说，要这个控制疫情哈，是不分国界的。
So that's why the way to get this under control, actually coronavirus cannot be under control because this is beyond the boundary.
防疫如同作战。
So,which war is just like we try to stop this coronavirus.
所以抑制病毒快速传播及危害是每一个人都有责任的。
So this is our responsibility to stop the spreading.
那同样的，我们基督徒而言呢？
For us as a Christian,
其实撒旦也偷偷的在我们心灵当中撒下属灵的病毒。
Actually, Satan also spread that.Virus, spiritual virus in our heart.
那并且正快速的蔓延跟影响。
And that spiritual virus are rapidly spreading and affecting us.
这同样对我们属灵生命将造成极大的危害。
Yeah, really harm our spiritual life.
那我们呢，都要起来征战。
We all need to rise up into battle.
那更具体的说，面对属灵征战的责任是没有一个人可以逃避的。
So in facing the spiritual warfare, no one of us can escape from this responsibility.
而我们只有两种结果，你如果不是失败，就是得胜。
So there are only two outcomes: is either you lose or you win the victory.
没有什么平分秋色的。
There's no like equal match.
没有打平手的，没有这回事。
Yeah, there's no such thing that we no equal Yeah, we got an equal match.
而在神的心意当中呢，基督徒是应该得胜的。
Actually, in God's mind, we all as a Christian need to claim the victory.
因为神早就应许我们，他会率领我们在基督里怎么样得胜啊。
Because God already promises in Jesus we can have this victory.
但问题来了。
But the problem is,
就有人偏偏不起来征战。
So yeah, we have somebody.Doesn't want to stand out and rise out.
或是根本不知道要征战。
And then maybe they don't know that they need to
battle. 不把它当成一回事。
Or they don't really regard this is one important matters.
就如同日本，我们都知道，刚开始不把这个病毒当一回事。
Just like in Japan, at the very beginning, they don't really treat coronavirus as a big deal.
所以有人就在说，那这个不但是对这种病毒不屑一顾，连那些谣言的他们都慢半拍啊。
So they really don't really have much concern at the very beginning towards this coronavirus spreading, the issue. And
还有
just go.
我们看韩国新天地教会，这是一个异端哈，那个大妈也不理会警告，仍然我行我素。
So you can see the 大妈 whatever, the ladies in the New Heaven Earth cult.In South Korea, they don't really treat this coronavirus as a big deal, so they let it happen.
结果造成疫情拖在搞得全国一塌糊涂。
So there's a reason why this coronavirus spreading so seriously nowadays in South Korea.
都是因为不把它看在眼里。
The only reason is that they don't really take care of it.
同样，基督徒我们在面对属灵征战，也是要这样警醒的态度。
Especially this actually lesson for us as Christians, we need to be very aware to this spiritual battle.
那至于我们要如何起来征战呢？
So now is the question, how are we going to rise out to engage this spiritual battle?
好，我们从今天我们刚刚所读的经文，我们要一起来思考，来学习如何正确的来征战。
So we learn from today's passage how we engage in this battle.
才能够迎接最后的胜利。
So that we can claim the victory at the end.
三方面，首先我们要了解征战都有它的规则，有它的方式。
So first of all, we need to know the rules of the battle.
好，让我们一起来读一到四节上半节。
So read the verse 1-4.
好，预备，请。
But the humility and gentleness of Christ appear to you. I
call you
timid when face to face with you, but bold with you when you wait. I beg you that when they come, they may not be have to be bold and expect to be.
求你们不要叫我在里面的时候有这样
的
勇敢，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不是血气征战。我们征战的兵器也不是血气，乃是在神面前有能力。好，有三个规则。第一个规则是要柔性的胆识。
So there are three rules here. The first one is a courage with gentleness.
征战有它的规则方式，所以保罗对于这种教战守则就给予哥林多教会一个榜样。
So there is a rule to battle. So this here Apostle Paul gave the manual how to wage war to the people in Corinthians.
首先我们看见保罗他有柔性的胆识。
First of all, we can see that this Paul he has a very gentle heart.
什么是柔性的胆识呢？
What is a gentle with a courageous heart?
你看他又是谦卑，然后又是勇敢。
But at the same time, he is bold, but sometimes he is also gentle.
又温柔，然后又和平。
But sometimes he is meek, timid.
这之间好像有落差，有矛盾啊。
So you can see that both characters kind of like a little bit contradicted.
但征战可以这样吗？征战不是都很凶猛啊，很凶啊，很凶暴啊，很残酷啊？可以这么客气吗？
Is it the way how you wage the war, engage a spiritual battle? Are we so nice, behave so nice in engaging the spiritual battle? Is this the case?
为了厘清这样的误解呢，我们来看看这几个重要的词来形容保罗的态度。
In order to clarify our misunderstanding, we'll see how to define this particular word.
这谦卑是指卑微、被压低，勇敢是指放胆、壮胆。温柔是温雅柔和，和平是温和和睦。
So here we say the timid actually is a humble and depressed, and a bold is a brave and courageous. And humility refers to gentle or meek, and gentleness is mild or peaceful.
好，这里讲到保罗特别提到是基督的温柔和平，不就是说耶稣的柔和与谦卑吗？
So here he's talking about the meekness of Christ. It's about the peace that comes from Christ.
耶稣要我们学习他的柔和谦卑。
So Jesus wants us to learn His way. Is learn His way how to have the gentle heart and humility.
在马太福音十一章二十九节这样记载，我们一起来共读。
So Matthew 11:29 said,
预备，请。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
好，但问题来了是。这明明是我们对待人的态度呢，怎么会用在与仇敌的征战的方式呢？
The problem here is actually this learning and this lesson is applied in our relationship, not in the spiritual battle.
原来我们征战不是跟撒旦直球对决。
Actually, this is not a one-to-one battle with Satan.
因为你看不到他。
Because you cannot see him, Satan.
而我们在这世界需要灵巧像蛇，寻良像鸽。
So we need to be wise like a serpent, and then we will need to be nice as a dove.
就像当年耶稣面对撒旦的诱惑，我们可以叫做属灵的征战。 他不就是以这样柔和、谦卑又勇敢、坚持的态度吗？
Just like the, in the past, Jesus, when Jesus faced the temptation, he used the same characters, meekness and humility, and also gentleness to face the temptation.
耶稣他既没有懦弱退缩，他也没有粗鲁的对抗，却是处在处变不惊当中，用智慧来处理，以神的话来求胜。
So he never withdrew from the temptation, but he with a persistent heart, and he faced the challenge of temptation with the word of God.
这就是他柔性的胆识。
That is the courageous with the timid.
这也是我们今天所需要的方式。
That is the character, the courageous with timid, that kind of character we need to learn in today's passage.
这份胆识是为着神的真道而大胆说话。
That kind of boldness is to speak for Jesus, speak for him.
并不因环境的压力、利益的诱惑，或是人情的关说而让步妥协。
Despite the trouble, the circumstances, or the persuasion of the people around us.
第二个规则方式乃是不凭血气。
The second rule is to fight without flesh.
第二节到第三节。
Verse 2 to 3.
保罗在这里特别强调，征战绝对不能够凭血气。
So now here is when you engage spiritual battle, it's not according to your flesh.
这里讲到有人以为这是指批评保罗、攻击保罗这些人。
Here it mentions somebody actually referring to those who attack Apostle Paul.
那批评他什么、攻击他什么呢？认为他言语粗俗。
What did they criticize him? He said that your word is so rough and amount to nothing.
那长相也不英俊。
And then your outlooking is not handsome.
所以他是属肉体的。
So you belong to the flesh.
但保罗面对这些批评攻击他的人，他是勇敢的。
So when facing all this criticize, Paul boldly face it.
但不表示说他们就要跟他们大吵一架，或是发动攻击。
It doesn't mean that the Paul need to have a verbal fight with them.
因为凭血气很容易就擦枪走火，一发不可收拾。
Because when we use our flesh to engage a battle, easily lose our temper and our control.
所以保罗才要特别强调他没有凭血气行事。
So here Paul really emphasized he's doing things not according to his flesh.
所以凭着血气行事有两个意思。
So when you said doing things according to flesh means two things.
第一个就是如同常人一样在肉身里生活行事。
The first is do things with your own flesh, your physical flesh.
第二种是随着败坏的肉体和心中的恶欲去行。
The second way is you follow the corrupted flesh and the desire of your heart.
特别是用在反击对手或是报复别人的事上。
Especially when we want to take advantage to someone that hurt us.
历史告诉我们，当年德国希特勒，他的一篇演讲可以煽动多少无知的年轻人。
Actually, from the history, you can see the Hitler, how he stirred out the young people at that time through the speech.
使他们可以失去理智，愿意去参加第二次世界大战，来为国家抛头颅洒热血。
So all these young men, they can be out of mind and find a battle by losing their own life.
为着一份理想，竟然可以去残害无辜的犹太人。
Because of their ideal, they can go and fight and sacrifice so many lives.
他就是利用人里面的血气，把它挑起人种族之间的冲突，与人征战。
So Adolf Hitler actually raised out and stirred up the nationalism among the people, among the young people, so they stir up their heart and to fight and cause a lot of losses of life.
难怪保罗在这里特别提醒我们， 不要在这里，虽在这个水气中行事，但是不要凭着血气征战。
So here is Paul advice to us: don't fight the battle with your flesh.
因为每个人都是罪人，都会受到血气的影响。
Because we are all sinners, we easily influenced by our own flesh.
如我们不能够凭着血气来征战，或是与同属血气的人征战，因为那根本于事无补。
We cannot use our flesh to fight those in flesh because it's all will be in vain.
那我们要跟谁征战呢？
So who are we going to fight with?
以弗所书六章十二节。
So Ephesians chapter 6.
我们一起来读，共读，预备，请。
But our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against authority, against the power of this world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
好，最后一个方法规则是要从神得力。
The last one is to gain the divine power from God.
我们都知道征战是要用兵器去打仗的，要用武器啊。
We need a weapon to fight.
但奇怪的是，我们的兵器，我们的武器，却不是用最精良、最先进的武器。
But the weapon that we use actually is not the most advanced. The weapon we use.
应该用杀伤力最厉害的枪炮弹药，或者是生化武器。
We need to
来攻击对手啊。
We need to use a mass weapon or chemical weapon, the most powerful, the advanced weapon to fight in a battle.
因为这些都是属世界、属血气的。
But this kind of weapon is belonging to this world standard.
那既然我们不用这个属世界的、属血气的兵器，那难道有什么叫做属灵的兵器可以用吗？
So if we don't talk about some kind of flashy weapon, what kind of weapon that we're talking about, what kind of spiritual weapon that we use can be available to us.
哦，所以接下来经文这样说，他说乃是在神面前有能力。
That's why in the passage today you hear is this is the divine power of God that we use to fight.
这个让读者更奇怪了。
They make me more curious about
我们明明在跟敌人作战，应该是在敌人面前有能力才对啊，怎么会在神面前有能力？
Apparently we are facing the enemy, we should be very powerful, strengthened in front of enemy. Why he said we need to have a divine power in front of God.
其实这句话原文的意思可以翻译成是，而是凭着神的能力。
Actually, this phrase can be translated in the original language is use it through the power of God.
也就是需要神的能力作为兵器。
Yeah, the divine power from God actually is our weapon.
而得到神的能力的这个兵器呢，就在于我们要完全依靠神。
Actually, total trust, dependence on Him, that we can have this divine power.
借着在神面前的祷告而从神得力。
To the prayer to God, we can have this divine power from God.
因为使我们得胜仇敌的，并不是我们自己的本事。
This is not our effort, our potent, our power that we claim the victory.
乃是圣经神的话语和圣灵的大能。
Because of the Bible and also the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that is the assurance of our victory.
所以你看圣经的记载从来没有具体告诉我们说我们要如何打败仇敌。
So the Bible never specifically tells us the detail how we can defeat the enemy.
却经常提醒我们要靠主得胜。
But the Bible always emphasizes on our total dependence of God.
也就是说我们征战的方式根本不是去把对方打得落花流水，跪地求饶，然后从此啊，饶了我吧，我再也不敢来侵犯你了。
So the victory actually is not like let the enemy bow down before you and ask you ask you to spare his life. It's not that is not the target.
而是提醒我们，无论面对任何的光景，我们在处理任何的事物，总是能够依靠神，从那里得着力量，我们就能够征战得胜了。
So actually, the real victory is we can rely total depend on God, and we rely on God and get His power to against our enemy.
因为真正得胜的是神啊，不是我们。
The real victory belongs to God, not for us.
所以罗马书第八章
，Romans chapter 8 said,
我们要靠着主啊，然后我们一起来攻读，预备，请。
然而
靠着爱我们的主在一切的事上已经得胜有余了，不但是得胜还有余耶。
Yeah, not only we have a victory, but actually we have something more.
好， 接下来呢，我们要认识征战的目标。
Now we try to acknowledge what is the target of the battle.
好，让我们一起来攻读第四节下半节到第五节下半节。好，预备。
Four to five.
请。
To demolish strongholds, we demolish argument and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God.
好，我们的步要第一个目标是要攻破坚固的营垒。
Our first target is to demolish strongholds.
征战我们不能够毫无目标的攻击，像是乱挥拳打空气一样。
We cannot fight a battle without target, without any aim.
这样不但不能够得胜，反而会耗尽我们所有的精力。
If we don't have a target, it really can, we will be exhausted.
如果我们征战没有明确的目标，或是我们搞错目标，不知道我们所对付的是诡诈的仇敌呢，这样我们就会自相残杀。
If we don't know the target, even though, maybe we get the wrong target, maybe at the end we will kill each other.
至于我们征战的目标呢，首先就是要攻破敌人坚固的营垒。
The first thing we need to fight is to demolish the stronghold of Satan.
什么是营垒啊？
What is a stronghold?
营垒就是指撒旦的城堡，
okay,
用来防守他所掳掠过来的这些东西被神夺回。
So actually, the stronghold is a Satan castle defending his booties from being plundered by God.
那问题是敌人的营垒在哪里啊？
So the now is the question, where is the stronghold for enemies?
那我们用地图 Google 找一下敌人的营垒。
Can we find and Google the stronghold?
找一下在哪里？找不到啊。
Yeah, we can find it.
其实撒旦在人心里暗暗偷暗地偷走了许多的营垒。
Actually, Satan secretly,
只是我们没有察觉而已啊。
Secretly build a stronghold in our heart.
你想一想，在你心里可能有一些东西，你不愿意让神夺回的，不是吗？
Just think about something that you don't want to give to God in your heart.
越想越多了哈。
Okay, as you think, the more and more you come out.
我想说，上帝，我什么都可以给你，除了这个。
Yeah, so all everything I can give to you, except this.
这个就是坚固的营垒。
And this is a stronghold.
许多时候我们对神的话语没有兴趣。
Sometimes we have no interest to the word of God.
神的话语听不进去，然后就怪人家讲的不好。
So we cannot listen the word of God and then we just complain so boring.
那也可能是心里面已经有许多坚固的营垒。
They might be because they might be they might be due to the stronghold in your heart.
所以撒旦最主要的防守策略呢，是将人一些的自高自大不愿意顺服神的意念就放在人的心里面。
So the biggest stronghold that Satan will put in your heart is the heart not really interested in the word of God.
使人心刚硬啊，变得顽梗不化，就如同营垒难以攻破。
So just put in your heart and harden heart, so that is a stronghold that cannot be demolished.
所以这才叫做坚固的营垒。
That's why it says stronghold.
所以要攻破撒旦坚固的营垒呢，我们就需要从神那里得到 得能力的武器，如同我们刚刚所讲。
So just like what I say, in order to demolish stronghold, we need to have that divine power from God.
那另外我们也需要肢体之间的彼此提醒跟劝诫。
And also we need the mutual encouragement from our church brothers and sisters.
就如同希伯来书三章十三节所说。
Hebrews 3:13 said.
我们一起来攻读一遍，请。
Encourage one another daily as long as it's cold today, so that none of you may be hardened by
sin's deceitfulness. 所以这样我们就能够实际攻破撒旦在我们心中所筑起的那个坚固的营垒。
So that's why we in this way, we can demolish the stronghold that Satan is.
第二个目标是要攻破拦阻的计划。
The second is to demolish the trick against God.
自己讲说，跟各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的，这些都要攻破。
So casting down all the imagination, everything that block God from coming to us.
撒旦设下许许多多各样的计谋。
So, Satan spread in our heart a lot of scheme, a deceitful plan.
目的就是要拦阻人来认识神。
The purpose is to block people from knowing God.
这个计谋原文也可以翻译成计算、推论、思想、想象。这里撒，你可以看一下撒旦绞尽各样的心思，在那里这个来有无所不用其极的这些各样的计谋来陷害我们。
So you see, Satan has tried every means, every way to create many contradictory thoughts in our heart, which make us doubt the existence of God.
他在我们里面制造一些不同的想法、推理，然后产生一些矛盾的理由，使我们怀疑神的存在。
So I create many kinds of imagination, reckoning, computation, reasoning, thought in our heart so that we can doubt on the existence of God.
或是放入一些错误的推论来阻碍我们更进一步探索真理。
Or he put in us a wrong reasoning in order to hinder us to explore more about God.
这些理由看起来好像很有道理，但事实上是真理呢，越变怎么样，越明。
Sometimes if you keep searching the truth, you will find more. Keep asking the truth, you will be answered. You will know the truth, understand the truth.
当你仔细推敲之后，你就会发现说，这些拦阻想法都是不堪一击的理由。
So you will see all this imagination and this thought and doubt actually is not incredible, incorruptible.
背后都是撒旦的诡计。
This is all the deceitful
plan, 一切拦阻我们认识神的这些计谋都要烟消云散。
By Satan and all the deceitful scheme by Satan should be vanished.
那小孩子呢？不懂啊，不成熟，所以很容易被计谋所骗。
So small kids they don't know, don't realize they are so naive, they're easy to be tricked.
这就是为什么保罗提醒信徒要属灵成熟，才不会轻易中计。
That's why Paul said we need to be mature so that we won't be tricked by the deceitful plan.
以弗所书四章十四节，我们一起来攻读。
So Ephesians 4:14 said,
then
we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the wave and
broken
and every
wind
of teaching and every cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming.
最后一个我们要攻击的目标是要攻破至高之势。
So the last thing we need to demolish is the arrogance.
一切所有的至高之事都要攻破。
So every high thing that exalted ourselves against knowledge of God should be demolished.
所以撒旦知道拦阻人来认识神最有效的方法呢，除了用这些似是而非的道理计谋来拦阻人认识神，还有一个就是引发人骄傲的企图。
Another way of Satan to build a stronghold in your heart is to lift, to make you lift up yourself, exalt yourself.
那借着让人自高自大的方式呢，叫人远离神，或者是自己来当神。
Through the self-exaltation that you will make yourself as God, or yeah, to be God, or make people away from God.
你还记得人类第一宗犯罪，夏娃？犯了第一宗罪的理由是什么吗？
Do you know what's the first sin in this world caused by the Eve?
是苹果好吃吗？
Yeah,
还是 是变能如神？
Is apple so good, so tasty, or we can be like God?
他就能够自己分辨是非了，那好不好？哇，当然好啊。
So you can discern between right and wrong, so you can be somebody who can discern that is so nice.
所以有人这样说，他说上帝要使一个人成功，他就先让他从谦卑开始学习。
So when you want to be successful, start from being humble.
但是撒旦如果要让一个人失败，他就直接让他骄傲自大。
So if you want to make someone fail, just make him proud.
可见自高自大是造成我们注定失败的致命伤。
So the arrogant actually is a key of our failures.
但问题是每一个人都实在太容易自高自大了。
But we all easily to be tended to be very arrogant.
这好像不需要教，每个人都会。
Nobody should teach me in order for me to know how to be arrogant.
你看这些小孩啊，你不用教他哈，他如果比别人比较色，他有稍微有什么，他就开始有一点啊，这个走路就不一样了。
So you see some kid when he has something more than his friends, he really feel kind of like puff up.
是他爸爸教他还是他妈妈教他？没人教哎。
Yeah, so he will behave like puff up a little bit. So nobody teaches him how to do it, but he knows.
但请问克服自高自大容不容易？
So is it easy to conquer the what? The arrogance?
啊？不容易啊。
No easy.
只有两个人不容易。 其他人都很容易。
Only one says no easy.
Only two.
Only two. Only two say.
我听到两个声音。
Yeah, only two voices here.
这是为什么我们常说一句话，说最难克服的敌人是谁
？So the hardest enemy to overcome actually myself.
因此，当我们要攻破这个坚固的营垒，所以千万不要把那个重心呢、啊、放在攻破别人的软弱哈，而是要战胜自己里面的刚硬。
So the main way to win the battle is not to attack that person or that enemy. Actually, it's yourself. It's inside of you.
也就是要下定决心，努力去攻破自己内心那些至高之事，也就是你认为最有把握的事。
So you need really to overcome the things inside your heart that puff you up.
可能是你过去所累积的经验，你的学识能力，你的优越感。
Maybe it's the how excellent you are in the past. Maybe the things that you experienced in the past. All these experiences, knowledge, and the you have in the past. Maybe it's something that you boast.
或是自我中心、目中无人的傲慢态度。
Maybe it's that kind of self-centered arrogance in you.
所以在马太福音，耶稣就提醒我们。
So Matthew chapter 23 said.
我们一起来读。
Jesus said, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, those who humble themselves will be exalted." So, what's the outcome of battle?
好，我们一起来读第五节下半节到第六节。
So, we read the first 5-6. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, and we will be ready to punish every attitude of obedience once the obedience is complete.
第一个结果是将人心意夺回。
The first outcome is to take captivity every thought.
那刚刚我们已经讲过，就是我们征战得胜的结果，绝对不是撒旦乖乖认输、头跪地求饶，保证下次不敢来侵犯你。
So the real victory is not like Satan bowed down before you and said, spare his life.
反而呢，他是永远不会放弃的，会再寻找下一次机会来攻击你。
As a matter of fact, Satan will keep attacking you, keep doing something in you until you would be defeated.
如果我们要从撒旦那里学优点，我告诉你，有一点你一定要跟他学的，就是永不放弃。
So if you have something you need to learn from Satan, the only thing is a persistent. That persistent you need to learn from Satan.
他不会放弃要来得着你，要来击垮你的。
Because Satan persistently wants to attack you.
你不要以为赢过他一次他就放过你了。
Don't think that only one time victory you will.
下一个机会还在等你。
He always sees
the next opportunity to attack you. 但你也不要那么样子的担心，因为我们一定会得胜的。
But don't worry, we will claim the victory at the end.
好，但问题来了，得胜不是你自己在那喊的高兴啊，喊的爽啊，我得胜了。你要怎么知道你自己得胜呢
？So victory is not like you yourself stand there and say shout out to the victory.So how do you know if you have already won this battle?
又不是我们去参加比赛，我摔跤啊，最后裁判说，哇，举起来，他得胜了啊，那你知道谁输谁赢了。
It's not like in the what boxing, then the referee raise your hands that you already win. Not that kind of victory.
那我们也不能说我们自己来决定自己输赢，或是说我们平分秋色没有输赢，也不能这样子。
It's not like ourselves. It's not like we ourselves determine.Who wins the battle?
所以我们要怎么样知道呢？问题是我们怎么知道胜败
？So how do we know that we either we win or we lose?
当然呢、啊，可以的，因为假如我们从征战有几种不同的结果，从结果来看出。
So we can see from the outcome.
所以第一个结果就是我们可以把过去被仇敌掳过去的重新夺回，那表示我们赢了嘛。
We can take back everything that the Satan take away.
所以包括夺回什么？我们过去追求神、认识神的心思意念被撒旦拿走了。可是我们可以拿回来了。
We gain back that kind of a desire to seek after God from Satan that the Satan been taken away in the past.
曾几何时，我们那样的追求，突然间都没有兴趣了，好像过去撒旦用计谋让我们突然间失去。对神的是个兴趣，或是漠不关心，离神好远好远，突然间被夺回了，现在可以重新回转归向神了。
So we can turn back to God again, and then in the past maybe we hunger after God's word, but no more because Satan take away. But later on, we take back that kind of desire after God.
我们过去的心思意念只想到自己满足自己的享受，只想到世上的享乐，但是现在我们却专注在神身上，开始先想思想天上的事。
So maybe in the past we focus on the things below, we seek after the wealth of this world, but now no more, we think about things from above.
我们开始要满足神的心意，因为这是神的期待。
We try to satisfy the desire of our heart, the heart of God, our God's heart, to please Him.
神的期待是什么？就是要我们的百姓的心都归向他。
What God expects? God expects our heart to come back to Him.
So Isaiah 55, 17
said,
让我们一起来共读。
Let the wicked forsake their ways and the righteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and He will have mercy on them, to our God, for He will freely pardon.
心意夺回就是归向真神。
Take captivity our thoughts.Is to turn our heart back to God.
第二个结果是使人归顺服基督。
Second outcome is to make it obedient to Christ.
第二个结果就是使人都能够归顺基督。
So to make it obedient to Christ.
征战得胜的关键其实就是在于顺服基督，因为他才是率领我们得胜的，而不是你自己。
So the key to the spiritual victory is to obey Christ.Because it is He who leads us to victory, not you.
就是好像你在军事战场上，你不服从长官的命令，你如何能够在这场战役当中得胜呢？
Just like in the military training, you need to obey your general in order to win the battle. If you don't obey, yeah, you will lose.
圣经已经清楚告诉我们，基督已经得胜了。那问题是你站在哪一边啊？你跟基督站在同一边，你也跟着得胜。
So, the Bible clearly tells us the victory already won. The thing is, which side you stand? You stand for Jesus or stand for Satan?
那当你不去顺服他的时候，你怎么可以得胜呢？
So how you can gain the victory if you don't surrender to him?
那问题是，仇敌撒旦在我们身上用诡计来诱惑我们，就是让我们不去顺服基督。
So the Satan used a different deceitful scheme.For us, in us, in order we won't surrender to Christ.
让我们去违背神的吩咐，让我们去顺从自己肉体的情欲，甚至让我们骄傲自大去抵挡神。
So we disobey Christ's teaching, and we follow our own ways, and we become boast, we be puff up ourselves, and exhort ourselves.
所以当我们能够得胜恶者，就是我们能够不让恶者的计谋在我们身上，或是在其他的身上得逞。
So the key to the victory is to not let the Satan able to put the seed of.
也就是我们每个人都能按着神的心意归顺顺服基督，因为这才是我们蒙福的途径。
So in order to be blessed by God, we need to surrender our heart to God.
所以我经常说哈，我们要先有顺服，才有蒙福。
So that's why I always said you need to be obedient first, and then you will be blessed.
但问题是，大多数的人都喜欢蒙福，而不喜欢顺服。
Most of the time, we want to be blessed, but don't want to be obedient.
有一首歌叫做《信靠顺服》。
There's one song, Trust and Obey.
我们都喜欢唱这首歌哈。然后他的副歌就讲说：信靠顺服，因为除此以外，怎么样？
So trust and obey, no obedience, no blessing, and you won't get the love from God.
其实中文的翻译不是非常的准确。
The Chinese translation is not that accurate.
他说 trust and obey, because there is no other way.
It says
to be happy in Jesus. 就说我们没有其他的方法能够让我们在基督里得着喜乐。
So there's no other way we can have this happiness in Christ.
但是我们把它翻译成让主快乐。
But that we've translated.
是我们得好处啊。
Yeah, actually, that happiness is for us.
但很可惜的是，顺服本来就是神的一个计划的一部分，可是人却自高自大，偏行己路，自己要当生命的主宰，来主宰自己人生的道路。
God wants to bless you, but the thing is that you want to go your own way.
所以当我们 自己要顺服自己的时候，我们当然不能够活出神所计划那美好的人生啊。
So if we want to have our own ways, we cannot have a blessing way just God wants to give us.
耶稣来到这个世上的目的就是要让我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The purpose of Jesus coming to this world is to give us life.
那为什么我的生命是一团糟呢？
But why my life is so messy?
那是因为我要自己做主吗？
Because I don't want God to be our Lord.
那什么是顺服主呢？
So what is mean to obey God?
顺服主就是拒绝让自己做主，生命的主。
So to obey God is to refuse yourself to be God.
这样你就在能够所有的在能你这样就能够在所有事情上回到神的计划与旨意当中，就能够成为美好。
You can return to God's plan and purpose, and within your life will become beautiful.
最后一个结果就是让人责罚受教。
The last thing is to discipline for repentance.
那讲到说他已经预备好，等你们十分顺服的时候，要责罚那一切不顺服的人。
So he said, when we be ready to punish every act of disobedience, once your obedience is complete.
其实征战得胜最大的成果就是我们能够成长进步，能够学到功课。
So the biggest lesson at the end of each battle is we grow and we learn the lesson, and then we
好，我们来想象一下。
Let's imagine.
这个尔湾市政府发了一个公文给所有尔湾所有的教会，不管是洋人不管是美国人、西班牙裔、亚洲这个所有的教会呢，为了要看重身体的健康，所以举办一个全市的拔河比赛。
Okay, so the Orange County Council maybe they announce council they announce activity to everykinds of people in this county, Mexican or Chinese or whatever, whoever, to have this contest. That's a tug of war.
那我们教会呢？
Tug of war.
经过开会时候，在我们的主席率领之下，我们也派出一队去参加比赛。
So our community actually sent a team to fight to the contest.
没想到我们最终结果，大家来拔河，最后结果我们还赢奖牌回来了。
At the end, our team actually
过关斩将啊，真不容易。
Win a medal back, so we got the medal, we won again.
哇，整个这个反应非常好，然后市长决定明年再办。
Okay, so the mayor of this county said, "Wow, so successful!"
那我们赢的这个奖牌，不晓得是第一第几名了哈，那不表示说我们已经首相无敌了。而是我们侥幸获胜。
Okay, even though we got a medal, but it doesn't mean that, we are powerful.
所以我们要从这比赛当中，我们得到成长的机会。我们还可以去反省检讨，说我们在哪里不足的地方，作为下次改进的目标，免得下一次比赛就输掉了。
So that we can start thinking about what way we can improve, so that we can get we can win next time.
那我们的对手也在想说，哎呀，就是在那里输掉的。哎呀，说下次我们改进那里，一定会把它赢回来。
Our opponent also think about how they can improve so that they also can win next time.
所以从这个比赛当中，我们就得到学习，得到成长。
So we learn a lot of lessons from the game.
你若不学习不成长，你永远不会进步的。
If you don't learn the lesson from the battle, you won't grow.
我第一次参加在这个马里兰州有一次500多个牧师的一个聚会，然后突然间宣布说我们有乒乓球比赛。
So there's a 500 pastor conference in Maryland. So I attend that conference. At the end of the conference, announced we have the ping pong contest.
然后呢，最后呢，从16强，然后进入到前八强。
So at the end, they have finally is a semifinal.
那大部分的美国人不会打乒乓球，亚洲人比较喜欢。
American, they don't know how to play ping pong.
结果十六强里面呢，有一个中国人，一个华人，其他15个啊，其他15个当中呢，有大概10个是这个韩国人，其他都是美国人。
So we have four Americans and 10 Koreans and 1 Chinese.
前八强进入最后进入前八强，一个华人，7个韩国人。
So in the semifinal, we have 7 Koreans and 1 Chinese.
好，最后前四强，一个华人，然后呢，3个韩国人。
So in the final, we have 3 Koreans.
最后第一名
，and the first
华人拿到第一名。
Oh, and the Chinese got.
我怎么知道呢？因为那个人就是我。
The other one is me. Yay!
第二年我又去参加了。第二年我去参加，我想，哎呀，我怎么那么厉害，所向无敌？第二年我连十六强都进不去。
But for the second year, I failed even the semifinal. I don't know how to say.
因为你知道那些牧师们都平常都忙得要命，都不练习，都不这个不看重身体的。结果那些韩国人就说我们会去，几个牧师都讲好，我们以后每天打球。结果第二年呢，全部都是韩国人赢了，我连十六强都进不了。
So on the second year, actually I lose. And Korean, they really learn the lesson and they try to find a way and then they win.
我们有没有在每一次的竞赛当中或者每一次的征战当中我们学到功课呢？
Do we learn the lesson in every battle that we engage?
这一节经文所要表达就是在这场属灵战场上，不管你现在输或赢，你下次还是要继续征战的。
So you need to persist in your battle no matter how many times you lose or win.
不过这一节呢很容易让人家误会，好像说这个征战结果是有人不乖啊，你要十分乖十分顺服就会做到奖励，那不乖的人不顺服的人就倒大霉就要被处罚了。
So actually we have confused with this passage said that disobedient will be punished and the obedient ones they will be blessed.
因为十分顺服是指完全的顺服，不是四分九分然后就其他的就要处，不是的，是指完全的顺服。
Complete obedience is 100% obedient.
但是现实情况当中，它整个是一体的哦，不是一线，是整个是以一体来整体来讲，所以它并不是说实际情况中，就像教会我们是一个整体的，并非所有的人都能够达到如此的地步，十分顺服。
Here it talks about a corporate obedience. It's about a community obedience, not the individual one. Just
那你如何改变这个状况呢？
How are we going to change?
有些人比较顺服，有些人不顺服，那就把不顺都消灭掉吗？是这样吗？
Just like in the community, some obedient, some not obedient. Is that we abolish those disobedient?
其实不是这样，因为我们知道征战得这个征战的目的，它的结果并不是要秋后算账，因为惩治恶人乃是基督最后审判那时候才有。
So the best result of winning a battle is that we can grow and learn the lesson.
在这里呢是讲到是人神呢只是让人责罚受教，这种责罚管教是出于他的爱。
So this is not for sanctions because the punishment of the wicked will come only in the final judgment of Christ and then the judgment from God actually is out of his love.
目的是要让所有的人都回到神的心意当中。
The purpose is to turn back toHis heart.
而管教而责罚管教就是彰显神的爱的一种手段。
So discipline is a means
目的是为了让我们更好
in order we can be better.
所以在希伯来书第十二章五到七节就这样说。
So Hebrews 12:5-7 here says,
好，我们一起来读，预备，请。
And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement addresses you as a father addresses his son. He said, my son, do not let the world discipline. And do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplined the one he loved. He chastened everyone he accepted. Endure hardship as a discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children not disciplined but a father?
好，最后我们知道知己知彼怎么样百战百胜。所以在这一场属灵征战当中，我们不能坐以待毙，乃要起来征战。
So in order to win a battle, we cannot just sit there. We need to rise out and fight the battle, engage in a battle. Because knowing yourself and knowing your enemy, you can win a battle.
我们要怎么样起来征战呢？
So how we rise out to battle?
首先，我们要明白征战的方式，才能达到
事半功倍。First, we need to understand the rule of the battle so that we can fight efficiently.
其次，我们要弄清征战的目标，这样才能够实际攻破营垒。
So we need to recognize what's the target of the battle, so that we can fight the stronghold accurately.
最后，我们要认识征战的结果，才能够回归神的心意。
And finally, we need to know the outcome of battle, so we may return to God's heart.
其实，属灵征战最难攻破的营垒，就是自己里面的刚硬的心。
Your hardened heart is the most difficult stronghold that can be demolished.
很多人都知道我即将到中国去宣教。
So most of people knows that I will be on the way to do mission in China.
到这个月底就任期就到了。
Okay,
那可是我不会马上去我还会在这里。
那
我去那边是主要做音乐的培训。 做音乐为主。
So I would do the musical training here in China.
那我过去在中国呢，第一次做音乐培训的时候，那是在一个农村非常偏远的地方。
In the past, when I did a mission in China, in a very, very rural, small village country, in China.
因为刚下飞机，然后又转机，然后一到飞机的时候又坐火车，然后又到一个遇到一个很乡下，又有人来接我，然后到一个很乡下的地方，我也不晓得几个小时了。
So it takes a long hours and many transportation to take me all the way from the airport to this rural remote areas.
到的时候已经晚上了哈。晚上了，然后呢就准备就寝，因为隔天他说隔天呢我们有很多地方的这些代表，就是教会的司琴要来跟你学。
Okay, so we arrived there. We have a representative from different areas. They are all the pianists of from the church, so they come over to this training.
那晚上就要睡觉了嘛，哈，就寝。可是你知道我们调时差的，然后晚上的时候是我们精神最好的时候，他们要睡觉了，结果。就那个他们主人就拿一盘一个好像脸盆还是那个壶，我也不晓得是什么东西。我说这干嘛？他说这是晚上，这叫做尿壶。你有没有看过这种东西
？So okay, yeah.
有人不晓得尿壶怎么翻译，我不晓得。
I don't know how to translate this 尿壶。
那我晚上就觉得奇怪，怎么都没有，他们怎么都没有厕所哈？我就不好意思问哈。他就说尿壶，哎，我就想到了哈，就是原来他们。整个房子里面就只有房间没有厕所。
So they have no toilet, so that's why they gave me this small pot. Yeah.
所以我问他说：“那我上厕所怎么办？”就这里呀、啊。
So just use this pot.
那我说：“那我隔天早上呢？”他说：“早上呢，去外面那个路口那边转角那里，大概100公尺，那里有一个公共厕所。
”Yeah. So there's a public toilet somewhere by yeah.
那我没有用过这种东西，也不晓得怎么用，所以我就忍到隔天早上。因为晚上也不敢出去嘛，所以就等着昨天早上去。
So I just kind of restrain myself.
一看到那个公共厕所，哇，吓死我了，没有门呢。
So I will find the toilet, the public restroom there. Yeah, it's no door.
我差点带雨伞去，因为一间一间的，就看的都这样，外面看都看得到。
So I need to bring my umbrella, yeah, to the restroom.
好，我就捏着鼻子第一次上这种一种体验嘛，学习，然后捏着鼻子的，我心里想说，怎么来到这种地方啊？我们在美国住的多生活多好啊，怎么来到这种地方啊
？Yeah, so wow, yeah, how come?
啊，隔天早上一大早，哇，他们这些学员从四面八方来学习，我就哇，看见那些学员很认真嘛，我想我们是来服侍转正，转正一个礼拜就结束了，就走了，忍耐，忍耐。
So I need just kind of try to be patient and patient and patient.
我问他们说，请问你们当中，因为他们都带那个 keyboard 来哈，然后他们讲，我说这些人都是牧者推荐来，都是在教会里面司琴的，所以已经在司琴了，弹的在司琴的哈。
They are leader from the church. They are pianists.
可是我们看他的指法呢，哇，这个不像我们的钢琴老师，这个弹的多好，他们的指法像看你像弹琴，我随便问你看，你们有没有弹过钢琴啊？
So we will look at how they play the piano. The fingering is really, really messy.
就所有的人都跟我讲说，我们连看过钢琴都没有。
So do you know what's a piano?
你们有看过钢琴吗？有看过吗？他们连看过都没有啊。
Yeah, they don't even have a chance to see.
哎呦，我一直觉得我是不是来错地方了？怎么教这些没看过钢琴的？你至少也像样一点来跟我学嘛，哈哈。
Yeah, actually, I came to the wrong place. Yeah, you should send somebody who is experienced.
好，第一天开始教了，教下去之后，我发现，哎呀，我差点把我折腾的差点跪地求饶。
Yeah, you really, I really struggle a lot.
第一天晚上，我对自己说，我下次什么都可以教，教神学，教数学，教什么都可以，就是不要教音乐。
So I said to myself, no more.Musical training. I can train any other stuff except.
但是我告诉你，最后一天我要走了。
But until the last day, I left the training.
我真的很感动。
I was so touched.
这几天呢，他们每一天早上5点钟就起来祷告。
Yeah, they pray at 5 a.m. in the morning.
我每天早上被他们的哭声、他们祷告的哀求、感恩的声音被他们吵醒。
Yeah, I woken. Yeah, I woken.
他们感动说，他们没有一辈子没有这样的机会可以学习。
They cry out because they have no change to learn.
那时候我就做一个祷告，我希望有一天我可以把我的余生能够奉献给我们的祖国。
So that's why I dedicate myself to 祖国 to this country, to my country.
有时候我们那个刚硬的心，我们不愿意顺服。
Sometimes because of our heart is so hardened that we don't want to obey.
但是感谢神改变我的心意，是神的心意得满足，而不是我自己得好处。
But thanks God who satisfies His heart, not to satisfy our own.
是神的计划要得实现，而不是我自己得方便。
Is God's plan be accomplished? It's not my plan.
这样就能够在我们所做的任何事上可以得胜有余。
So that we can have this.Victory, and we
所以很多人问我说：“你未来要到哪里去？”我告诉你，我现在还不知道要去哪一个地方。
So if you ask me where I'm going in the future, if you ask me now, I don't know.
但是我心中一点都不害怕。
But I have no fear.
当年大卫登基的时候，他只想到神的需要得满足，所以一心一意想为神建造圣殿。
When David was put on the throne, he just wanted to accomplish one thing to satisfy God's heart.
结果虽然他建殿的心愿没有在自己任内达成，但是尽管他遭遇仇敌四面环绕攻击他，神却使他所向无敌。
But God really become his victory. No matter how many challenges, enemy attack that he's facing during his lifetime, but God finally become his victory.
圣经告诉我们说，无论往哪里去，耶和华使他都得胜。
So the Bible said that whenever he go, and God made him claim the victory.
同样，我们今天也可能面对四围环绕的攻击。
Maybe we today will be surrounded by different attack.
很多的挑战，很多的难处，都在你的周围。
Difficulties, troubles.
但我相信，只要你愿意顺服神的带领，有神的同在，同样你也可以经历，无论往哪里去，耶和华使你都得胜。
But I can believe that wherever you go, whatever you do, God can make you a victory.
让我们一起都起来征战，好不好？
And let us rise, and then we declare the battle.
让我们一起起立，哈 ，stand up, stand up,
stand up, stand up,
为耶稣。
Jesus.